Democrats on the Hill are calling for an investigation into the National Park Service, pointing to a report that they say follows a pattern of censoring scientists who study climate change. Ray Ellen Bischel checked in with the scientist who wrote this latest report and is now worried about her future.
When I arrived at Maria Caffrey's house, her husband was about to take their baby out for a stroll.
Cover her little feet.
Her actual baby is called Catherine, but Caffrey's professional baby is her 86-page report on the National Park Service. She's been toiling over it for the better part of 6 years. It's about what sea level rise and storms could do to coastal parks in the coming decades. Now, Caffrey is originally from London, so why would she care about U.S. parks?
I'm an American citizen. I've got an American family. And so protecting the national parks is very important to me.
Caffrey is a climate scientist with the University of Colorado, but she also did contract work with the National Park Service. She noticed the agency was using limited, scattered studies to plan for things like flooding.
There are so many parks that were relying on regional reports or reports that were out of date.
And they needed something consistent. So Caffrey dedicated a few years to figuring out how the combination of intensifying storms and rising seas might impact more than 100 National Park Service sites. Places like the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Oh, it would create flooding across a massive area.
She came up with 4 outcomes for each site, each one determined by how much carbon dioxide people emit into the air. There's the worst case scenario if we continue with business as usual, and then there's the best case if we step up.
Potentially, it's hopeful. We could choose to try and go down that lower emissions path and be able to divert ourselves away from much higher sea levels.
Compiling this report was a long slog, but finally, right before the 2016 presidential election, she turned in the final draft. And the National Park Service has been sitting on it ever since.
Yeah. Yep.
The Center for Investigative Reporting heard about the delay and requested public records on the study. Reporters found it had been edited in a very specific way, as Caffrey shows me on her laptop.
Okay, so they wanted to take out this.
The mention of climate change being caused by humans has been systematically deleted. Words like anthropogenic, the scientist way of saying human-caused.
What meaning is lost or changed by that small edit?
I'm not sure I'm prepared to go into that one today.
Caffrey is hesitating there because she's still working closely with the National Park Service, which funded her research, and which she's worked with on and off for more than a decade. But Romany Webb will talk. She's a climate law fellow at Columbia Law School.
Yeah, definitely. This is just one example of a broader trend within the Trump administration to silence science that it disagrees with, really.
Webb runs a site at Columbia Law called the Silencing Science Tracker. The site is a joint project with the Climate Science Legal Defense Fund. It tracks government attempts to restrict or prevent scientific research. So far, they have more than 120 entries. And Webb says that's rising almost every day.
So we have numerous examples of references to climate change being removed from government documents and websites. We have examples of government scientists being prevented from speaking publicly about climate change.
And much more. She says the growing list paints a worrying picture of how the current administration is silencing science, even if on the surface it might just seem like a few little edits. We're just removing a few words, like anthropogenic.
But they're really important words. And if we remove them, it really obscures that message and impairs public understanding about what's causing climate change and what we can do to fix it.
The National Park Service responded to our request for an interview with a brief email saying it's a draft report under review and they'll provide more information when it's final. Meanwhile, Ryan Zinke recently answered questions from lawmakers about the controversy. The Secretary of the Interior said he wouldn't change a comma in a scientific document, and he's never seen the report.
So I want an investigation how that document got around to the press. It got before even we had a chance to look at it.
Caffrey says there's a reason the press has the document.
I was legally required to release these records.
That's because she works for a public university where all information must be available on request. So when reporters came calling, the university had to comply. It's unclear now what will happen with Caffrey's report on sea level rise. There's confusion about who it even belongs to, the Park Service or Caffrey. The ordeal is taking up so much of her time that she worries her baby will forget who she is.
I'm just gone.
Working.
Yeah.
And while this report seems theoretical for now, baby Catherine could live through all of the changes her mom's predicting. By 2100, she'll be 83.
Yeah, she can snorkel around the lighthouses and think of mommy warning people about how rapidly the sea levels are rising. But when the next big storm strikes a major city, she can think of Mommy and how she warned people.
Or at least how she and others tried.
I really am trying very hard.
But she's worried about the controversy around her report and how it could affect her future as a scientist. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rae Ellen Bichelle.